Have you ever wondered the difference between a day trader, a swing trader, and an investor? Well, don't worry, because I got you. In this episode, I'm going to be breaking down the difference between a day trader, a swing trader, and an investor. So let's dive into it and let's look at the nuances that make up each one, the things that are similar, as well as the things that are different. Let's get into it.
Do you feel like you were meant to live a life of financial abundance? Like you know your money is supposed to work harder for you than you work for it? Maybe you heard about the stock market and the new millionaires being created and wonder, why not me? Maybe you want to invest in the stock market, but you don't know where to start. Maybe you have a 401k or an IRA, but you want to enjoy your money now, not just in retirement. Maybe you already had some success in the stock market, but you want to take it to the next level. Working for somebody else and watching free YouTube videos will only get you so far. To truly be financially free, it takes a strategic game plan, an investor's mindset, and a willingness to take calculated risks. When you're ready to get out of the rat race and onto the fast track, join us here, where we break down how to manage money, how to navigate the stock and options market, and how to approach investing with the right mindset. I'm Jason Brown, stock market coach and options trader, and this is the Money Markets and Mindset Podcast.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the episode. I'm stock market coach and option trader, Jason Brown. You're listening to the Money Markets and Mindset Podcast, or maybe you're watching it live on our YouTube channel, Facebook, or listen to Spotify, Apple, iTunes, wherever you listen to it. I thank you for tuning in. I was having a conversation with several people, first of all, whether it's members, friends, family. And what I noticed is that there was this very distinctive mindset or aha moment that I noticed that people would start to have when they would say, well, I currently invest, but I'm thinking about starting to trade. And I thought, in my head, I'm thinking that doesn't make sense, because everything you need to do to invest, for the most part, you need to do to trade. And majority of what you need to do to trade, you probably need to do to invest. And so to me, they've always been one actual thing. It's more been about your game plan. In fact, I think I did an episode about that. Like, each one is more about your game plan. But I want to open this up and dive into day trading, swing trading, investing. Talk about the similarities, which pretty much is a lot. And then talk about what is the difference between the three. So let's start with day trading, because everyone hears day trading. They think about excitement. They think about people making money every single day. So let's break down, what is day trading? What are the characteristics of it? And how does it relate to the other two as we go throughout this? So day trading is simply the act of buying and selling a stock or asset, whether it's an option, whatever the asset class is, a crypto, a Bitcoin, buying and selling it within the same day. So it's a day trade, meaning you're entering, you're exiting something in one day. Now let's break down the word trading per se, because day obviously means you enter and exit it in one day, but trading is really the concept of buying something at one price and trading it for a higher price, hopefully. No different than if you went to TJ Maxx or some thrift shop and you bought some, Louis Vuitton purse that was a vintage purse for 10 bucks that somebody threw away, and you traded $10 for that Louis Vuitton purse, which would be the stock or the asset class. And then you go online and you put that same purse back on eBay and find out someone's willing to pay you $30 for it. And now you're willing to trade the purse back for cash, except for you're going to get about $30. And if all that can happen in one day, you just did a day trade. That's all you simply did. And so when you look at stock trading or option trading, you look at the fact that some people day trade, these type of people literally wake up every single day with one goal on their mind, is to get in and out of a trade and make some version of a profit. It could be $100 a day. And that might not seem like much, but if you add that up to about 25 trading days in a month, because you got to take weekends out, that can end up being about $2,500 a month. And if you add to the fact that you maybe can do it within the first hour of the market opening, or you can do it in the last hour, if you can make $100 working maybe just an hour or two a day, it's not actually a bad gig. I mean, it breaks down to about $50 an hour. So it's not bad. The problem with day trading is that you typically have to be in front of your computer all day because you don't necessarily know when your entry and your exit opportunity is going to come. And so you're usually chained to your computer trying to wait for that entry and exit. But this isn't about the pros and cons necessarily of day trading. But what must a day trader do that's going to be similar to a swing trader or similar to an investor? So if you're day trading, number one, you're looking at patterns. So you're probably following a specific stock or a handful of stocks that you know really, really well, and you've identified some type of pattern. So this pattern maybe you've identified is that every day Tesla opens up $20 and then it sells off. And then the next day it opens up $20 and then it sells off, right? Now, what it does the rest of the day does not matter. You've noticed there's a daily pattern where it opens up about $20 and it usually sells off and settle down before it starts to take whatever the rest of the pattern or chart is going to do for the rest of the day. But almost every day you're like, it opens up like $20. And so when you're day trading, you're looking for some type of pattern or some type of consistency in a stock that happens pretty much daily that you can get in there and take advantage of every day or hopefully every day until the pattern changes or it is no more. And so you're reading a stock chart, but most of the time you're compressing that to minutes. You're not looking at days, you're not looking at weeks, months, years. You're just looking at maybe a 24 to 48 hour chart. And you're noticing some type of pattern that happens every single day. So that's day trading in a nutshell. Now, what you don't do primarily with day trading that you would do with investing, you probably don't care that much about the stock, the history, the company, what they do, if they're going to be around long term or anything like that, because you only really care that the pattern lives another day. And you only care tomorrow that the pattern happens again in one more day. And when that pattern starts to not happen on a daily basis or every day, then you're like off looking for your next trade or your next day trading opportunity, your next day daily pattern that you believe you can capitalize on. Now, when you look at swing trading is the concept of taking advantage of price movement or momentum or news that's happening for a period of time. So different than a day trader, you're looking for something that may be playing out over weeks, maybe over months, not necessarily years, right? Because you're looking to catch that swing. So when you break down swing and trading, you're looking to catch a swing. So for example, at the time of this recording, Facebook, for example, announced earnings and the earnings weren't that good. Company got beat up, fell over $100. Well, now you may be looking to jump in and capitalize on that bearish swing, that bearish momentum. And now you're going to maybe trade Facebook to the downside. Just using that as an example, if you know how to even make money on the downside, you're going to take advantage of that swing of bad news to the downside. Or we'll take another one. Google reported earnings and the earnings were good. And so the stock shot up after hours. And so maybe you're going to swing in and you believe that the stock is going to continue going higher, at least for a short period of time. Again, for the rest of the week, maybe for a month, just because the momentum is exciting. They release earnings. It was good. It was better than expected. Advertising is up. So you're going to swing into that stock. Now, swing trading is different from day trading because you're willing to hold your stock or your option longer than a 24-hour period, longer than a day. And so that automatically eliminates or what makes it different from day trading. But what makes it similar to day trading is that you're looking for a pattern that you believe is going to persist over a so let's say medium period of time. If day trading is a super short period of time, then swing trading is you're looking for a pattern that's going to persist over a medium period of time. Could be 1 week to 6 months. You're going to swing into there, take advantage of that momentum, take advantage of that trend, that pattern, and then you're going to make some money. And once that pattern is over, which could be 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2, 3, 4 months, then you're like, yep, I'm done with that. And so day trading and swing trading are very similar because you may not necessarily care what the company does. You may not necessarily care who the CEO is. You might not necessarily care about anything other than the momentum of the chart, the momentum of the news, and that the stock is currently moving in a direction that you believe is favorable to the way that you want to, you know, trade it. Now, when you look at investing, when we go to the third category, which is investing, investing differs from day trading and swing trading because investing, you actually care about finding a fundamentally stable or good company. And so unlike day trading or swing trading, where day trading, you could day trade to the downside or upside. Swing trading, you can swing trade to the upside or you can trade to the downside and make money from stocks falling. But when you're investing, you're typically one directional, meaning you're hoping your stock continues to go up. So that's the first difference, is that typically with investing, you're investing in stocks that you plan on appreciating or increasing in value over time. And whether stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, you name it, your 401k, it doesn't matter. You're investing in real estate, whatever the case may be. You primarily intend for that asset class to go up in price. Now, that's not a good or a bad thing. The thing about it, if you only know how to invest when things go up, well, you found out if you've lived through enough stock markets time frames, you understand that stocks don't always go up. They sell off. Things can go wrong. And so within investing, you need strategies that will allow you to protect your account from the downside as well as make money from the downside. And there's definitely ways that you can do that, which we teach inside the university with using put options, using spreads, using insurance, covered puts, all kind of different strategies that you can use to A, make money on the downside, or B, protect your account even if you're investing for the long term. Now, that's one of the main differences, though. Primarily, the average investor just hopes the stock goes up. That's going to be one of the main differences. The second difference is, unlike day trading, an investor is not really looking to invest for the day. An investor is usually looking to invest for 6 to 12 months to 5, 10, 20, 40 years long term. And so the investor doesn't necessarily care what happens in the first 20 minutes that a stock market opens, just like a day trader would. The investor's like, I'm doing this for 10 years from now, retirement, 40 years from now, whatever the case may be. They're not really concerned with like what happens in the first 20 minutes of a stock, because that doesn't fit their time frame. Who cares what happens in the first 20 minutes? My goal is that in 5 years or 12 months from now, that this stock is at a higher price than the price I bought it at. So that's going to be one main difference. Same thing from a swing trader. An investor, a swing trader may say, okay, I'm going to swing into the stock as long as it's going up. And if it's going up for 6 months and then starts to go down, a swing trader may say, I'm out. I don't want to watch this come down for the next 6 months. I want to take my money and I want to go move it over. I want to swing into another stock that is going up. So a swing trader is like, I'm going to swing and roll with this stock as long as it's working for me, as long as it's making money. And I'll use Facebook as an example. Again, the moment they have bad earnings, it's not working out anymore, the story has changed and things are going the opposite way, a swing trader is like, is not thinking, oh, I'll wait it out. I'm going to wait for it to turn around. I believe in the company. I believe in the management. A swing trader is like, no, I'm going to swing over to another chart, into another company that's working for me right now and that is moving in the direction that I wanted it to go in. Well, when you're investing, you may say, well, this is a blip on the radar. I believe in this company. I think long term, they're going to turn it around. I believe in the management. I believe this is some short term headwind. And so you may be willing to watch a stock go all the way up. You may be willing to watch it come all the way down and take on a little bit of pain, or saying like, man, had I got out, I could have made this much. And but your goal is that, like, if I don't look at it for another 6 months to a year or 2 years, it'll be back higher than where I bought it and higher than where it sold off from most recently. And so when you're investing, you're not necessarily thinking about this short time frame, this short amount of pain. You may not even necessarily be thinking about the most recent quarter that may have been bad for the company, because you're willing to stick with it, whether it's going good or not. And you're maybe even willing to buy more of that stock and add to it just to bring your cost basis down, because you believe, again, if you wait long term, it should be higher. Well, a swing trader is like, I don't want to add any more money to that. In fact, I want to take the money I have out and go move it over to something that is working. And then a day trader, the moment that day is not working out for them, they're ready to get out and look for their next opportunity, or wait till tomorrow and try it again with that same stock. Now, when you're investing, again, we talked about, you're going to care about the company, the CEO, you're going to care about the fundamentals of the stock. Now, what we teach our students, and what I truly believe, is that if you approach everything, if you approach investing like trading and you approach trading like investing, you'll have the best of both worlds. I don't believe you should separate the two. And I think this is where a lot of traders get in trouble, but I also think this is where a lot of investors get in trouble. So an investor will say, I don't really care what's going on. I like the company. I like the CEO. I like the fundamentals. I think this is just a blip on the radar. Well, by doing that, though, sometimes an investor will ignore one of the crucial tactics of a day trader or a swing trader, and that's learning how to read the chart. An investor may be so blinded to the long-term view that they don't stop and look at a stock chart and say, it looks like, even though I believe in this company, I always say, here's the way I like to say it. There are still bad times to own a good company. Meaning, I remember when Facebook was roaring and doing such great things as far as ad revenue, and then the Cambridge Analytical scandal came out. Good company, but a bad time to own them, as they tried to fight through litigation, fight through lawsuits, fight through, were they interfering with elections and all this extra stuff. And whereas the chart would have told you that the trend has changed and perhaps it's time to take your money somewhere else, whereas an investor might ignore looking at a chart and noticing that the trend has changed and that the stock is going down and has been going down for some time now. And so when most investors ignore that. Conversely, if you look at most day traders and swing traders, they kind of say, like, I don't care about the stock. I just see a daily pattern, or I don't care about what's going on with earnings or anything like that. I'm just going to ride this wave if I'm swing trading until it's over. If that's 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, it is what it is. But when you pair both of them together and start to say, well, what if I only day traded companies I was willing to invest in? Because what happens if a day trade goes bad and you don't get out? There's a joke that says, like, a day trade that's gone bad that you didn't close has now turned into an investment, right? Because you were supposed to get out the exact same day. But if you didn't get out, anybody who knows that they didn't have the self-control to close out that trade, take a loss or take the profit when it went against you, you kept it longer than you were supposed to. And now you're like, well, I like the company anyway. I'm investing in it, which is kind of a cardinal sin, because you switch your thesis from trading to investing. But what if you only day traded companies you would be willing to invest in, which means you did the fundamental research, you listened to the most recent earnings calls, you looked at the earnings per share, the sales, all of the things that make a good investment, and you believe that the growth is going to continue? And then what if you day traded that stock, knowing why you believe it should go up every day, and on the days it sell off, why you're willing to jump in and buy it because you think it's going to go higher because it's a good company? It now adds a little substance to your day trading. And if for some reason you get caught in a stock or in an option longer than 24 hours, if you believe it's going up long term, you may be willing to hold that day trade overnight or over months if for some reason it goes against you, because you've done some research and you believe long term fundamentally, you think the stock is going to go up. Same with swing trading. What if you only swing traded stocks that you did the fundamental research on and researched if it's a good company or not? Now, if you're doing the same fundamental research that you would do in investing when you're day trading, swing trading, I would argue that it would make you a better day trader, swing trader to the downside, because you would easily be able to identify a bad company the same way that you wouldn't invest in a bad company. Well, you would day trade or swing trade a bad company, especially if you know how to make money from the stock falling. So if you know that a company like Peloton, for example, I know people love the bike itself, but the stock fell from like, let me pull it up here and just take a look. Peloton at its peak, January 15th, in that area, that time frame, was trading at $170 and then sold off more recently down to $25. Okay. Now, if you were doing fundamental research or investing research, you would have saw that sales are starting to slow up. You would have saw that, you know, the company got sued because of, you know, one of the treadmills, I think, killed a kid. You started to have all these issues with the stock, not to mention you had the surge of the pandemic that made everybody buy these bikes. And then you start looking at it and start thinking like, well, who do they have left to sell this equipment to? So as you do your investing research, you start saying like, this is more hype than it is a long-term sustainable business model. And so now that you looked at it from an investment eye, you might have said, hey, I don't want to invest in this company. This is not an investable company. But because it's not an investable company, it now becomes a possible great day trade or swing trade, especially to the downside, if you know how to short a stock, if you know how to use put options to make money on the downside, if you know how to use spreads and all these other different tactics that we try to teach people. Now you can say, that's a horrible company. I'm glad I knew how to evaluate it from an investment standpoint. But where an investor loses out is they pass on that stock. They say, it's not a good company. Earnings are bad. Sales are down. Management is in disarray. Not a good company. Nothing to do here. Moving along. However, if that investor had a little bit of trading knowledge to them, a little bit of trading tactics to know how to make money on the downside, how to read charts and spot the momentum has changed and where the stock could be falling and how far it could be falling, you could invest technically to the downside and make money, or switch over and swing or day trade and make money to the downside. And so that's what I want you thinking about, is that these skills are interchangeable. It's not one or the other. So if you are an investor, don't think like, should I learn how to trade? I think the real question you should be asking is, how do I protect my account from big sell-offs? And then how do I potentially make money when the market's down? And then how do I also use the charts to determine the trend and when maybe an uptrend is over and I should be getting out of some of my long or medium-term investments and looking for some new opportunities? If you're a day trader or a swing trader, the question isn't, maybe I should stop this and become an investor. The question is, how do investors look for good companies and avoid bad companies? And how can I use that same information mixed with my chart reading, mixed with my option trading strategies, mixed with my ability to pick up on swings or momentum? How can I use that fundamental and that investment and that longer term horizon view to back that down to a shorter term view and say, if these companies are doing bad long term, then I should be able to have a lot of short term day trades or swing trades that I can capitalize on? Or if this company is doing good long term, because I've evaluated from an investment point of view, then I should have a 12-month, maybe longer, day trading and swing trading horizon that I can come in here and take advantage of that positive momentum long term, because I believe this company is going to go up, which means there will be more days. Theoretically, it should be more days that the company's moving up than moving down. Or on the days that it moves up, it should move up bigger long term, which should give you some bigger profits in your day trading, in your swing trading. And so as we wrap this up, what I really want you to think about and take away from this is that it's not either or, it's both and. It's not how do I become a day and swing trader and stop investing? And it's also not how do I stop day and swing trading and start investing? It's more about here are the strategies and the tactics that are similar to all of them. You should be researching the stock, the company, the fundamentals in all categories. You should be looking at a chart and looking at the pattern and understanding momentum, candlesticks, volume in all three of the categories, day trading, swing trading, investing. What's going to be different is your time frame and your horizon that you plan on making money and how much effort and work you want to put into it. Day trading for me sometimes is too much work. I don't want to sit in front of a computer every day. Swing trading may be the next best thing. It's like I don't want to be in it for 5 years either. I look at companies like Ford. Since 1999, you fast forward to 2022, the stock was at $17.50. You come forward to 23 years later, stock still at about $17. That is not where I want to invest and do what's called set it and forget it. I just put money in there. Ford's a good company. I'll forget about it. Come back 22 years later. I have the exact same amount that I started with 22 years ago. That's not a good plan either. And so you really want to look at the similarities and the characteristics of each one. I need to know how to read stock charts. I need to have a strategy in both up and down markets. I also need to be able to fundamentally research and determine if it's a good or bad company. Those are things that are relevant to all three. And then what's different is your time frame. If you're investing, you look at your chart, you do your fundamental research, and then you say, I'm willing to park some money here long term, as long as the fundamentals don't change and as long as this chart doesn't change, which is usually the missing component, because most investors don't really look at charts, or at least most amateur investors don't. Does that make sense? So everything works together. You also could be day trading a stock or swing trading a stock, but if the fundamental story changes, right, the investing story changes. I mean, investors are pulling their money out. They don't believe in the CEO anymore. They don't believe in the industry that the company's in. You might not want to be day trading that, at least not bullishly, right? So you need to be paying attention to that investment story to see if your day trading or swing trading strategy should change to the downside or swing back to the upside. Bottom line is you need the characteristics of all three, because all three of them uses pretty much the same thing to thrive. The biggest difference is going to be the time frame in which you execute the elements in, especially if you want to be a better trader than most. If you just want to be a day trader and you're like, I disagree, I don't care about how good the company is doing, that's fine. I'm telling you, if you want to be the elite, you want to have all three of these in your back pocket. If you want to be a better investor, you want to be paying attention to the charts. You want to be paying attention to what are traders doing. Are there certain levels that traders start to dump their stock? Are there certain levels where traders come in and start buying the stock? Because that can give you an edge of a better price that you should be able to get in if traders like to come in at this level. Also, if traders like to dump the stock at a certain level that you can see on the chart, you might have an idea when it's time to start to take profits from your investment over a certain period of time and say, perhaps this investment is over and it might be time to look somewhere else. If the trading charts say that it's over, as well as the fundamental story starts to change. So I hope that's been helpful for you. If you've been thinking, should you become a day trader? Should you become a swing trader? Should you become an investor? The answer is yes, all three, which is why we teach the big picture concept, and then we drill down into the strategies and say, if you want to do this, here's the strategy to apply. If you want to hold the stock over earnings, here's the strategy to apply. If there's no good stocks to buy, here's the strategy to apply. If you're going to hold this long term, here's a strategy to apply, because one of the worst things you want to do is see you buy some stock or some index fund long term and it starts at $50 and you watch it go all the way up to 100 and then you watch it come all the way back down to 50. You want to be able to protect your account, not just watch it go all the way up and then watch it come all the way down. So learn the strategies and then determine when and how you want to apply them. If you want a day trade, you have that luxury. If you want a swing trade, you have that luxury. If you want to still invest, you have that luxury, but at least you have the tools of all three to help you make a more informed decision at every level. So thanks for listening. I'd love to hear from you in the comments. Do you consider yourself a day trader, a swing trader, or an investor? And no matter which category you're in, which skill do you still think you need to add? Meaning, if you're an investor, do you need to learn how to read charts? If you're a day trader or a swing trader, do you need to learn how to do fundamental analysis? Or if you're doing fundamental analysis and reading charts, perhaps the skill you need to learn is how to make money from the downside or protect your account. So let me know in the comments, which skill do you need to add to your repertoire to be a more confident investor or trader? I'll see you on the next episode.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you're ready to learn how to have your money work hard for you instead of you working hard for it, then I want you to join us inside PowerTrades University. PowerTrades University is my group coaching program where we look for real trades in the real market every week for 2 hours live. It's all recorded and timestamped in case you can't make it live. You also have access to my amazing community of traders, plus access to all of my best-selling stocks and option courses, and even my masterclasses. Just head on over to www.powertradesuniversity.com. Once again, just head on over to www.powertradesuniversity.com, and I'll see you on the inside.